So now I'm back on the Latvian stand with two literary agents. We have Jade Thomas Will. I didn't know the middle name before then, Jade. And Willis Kasim. And what is it that agents get from a fair like this? Because it seems to me it is more of an industry thing. So presumably you guys are in your element.
Yeah, it is the case that it's kind of closed, but at the same time, because it is kind of closed to the outsiders, this is just people in the industry, professionals doing their thing, there's a sense of community. And now we feel that we've become part of this community. So in a way, it's just being here, meeting with people that you've met before, but you've sort of deepening this relationship with them. And if nothing comes out right away, this is something that sometimes takes years till you find the right book for the right person. And during these years, you build trust, and they get to know that they can trust you and that you're not just pushing whatever rubbish you have on them. And so this is what we're doing, basically.
Well, no, and I think that that's very important, because in a very short amount of time, you know, our team has been together for a little under 3 years at the Latvian Literature Platform, and we look at the book fairs now more as a continuation of what we were doing before. So there's a lot of preparation that goes into what we're doing here. We have publisher visits, we invite publishers to come to Latvia, and a lot of work is actually done before the fair or after the fair. The fair is more to solidify deals or to gain new acquaintances, but to actually find someone and to actually get close to a deal at a fair in one go is very, very difficult. So you have to do a lot of work beforehand.
And both you guys are very strong on poetry. I mean, it seems to me that kind of the Baltics sort of punch above their weight as far as poetry is concerned.
Yes.
It's a vast fair, and rather small amount of it is kind of dedicated to poetry, but it seems that the Baltics, and actually in a way Latvia in particular, are really flying the flag for poetry at this event.
I would agree with that, because how could I put it? We really had a dearth of it, and even if you compare it to the other two countries, I think that we had a lot of work to do. We had a lot of catching up to do, and I think in the last 2.5 years, we were able to do that. And it's been interesting to read in the Latvian media that actually you're not the only person to say that. I've read this on a few other websites, read an article on Delphi, and the person who had written the article was really surprised that out of those 40 books that will be out by the end of the year, that there's a large number of books of poetry. And I mean, that's great. We have a lot of stuff, and now we finally have it in English.
And Willis, is there anything which has particularly caught your eye, or any new trends in publishing, or just names which have...
You mean in the UK, or...?
Yeah, while you've been here.
Right.
And then maybe what's happening in Latvia as well. But I mean, I guess in a sense, someone like Karlis Verdiņš has kind of become a bit of a known figure here as well.
Or he's one of the figureheads of Latin poetry for sure, especially of his generation and younger poets. But I think to build on what Jade said, I think that the poetry world in the UK is much more open than the fiction or non-fiction world. Is because there's not that many poets in the UK, and it's kind of a marginalized thing. So it's some madmen that are
writing poetry. It's kind of a community feel.
Yeah, yeah, and they're always looking for new voices, new things, because they want to evolve, but it's difficult to do that in a small pool that's UK poetry.
And actually, in the last year, I've really noticed that some people who were perhaps working for some poetry press, they're striking out on their own, and that's also a very interesting development, you know. And I think actually not only is it good for us, but it's good for all, like, all translated literature. So that's really great to see.